Hello, welcome back. I'm Charles Showalter. You're listening to the Union Edge Laborers Talk Radio. Thank you very much for tuning in. We appreciate you hanging out with us for the afternoon. You know, folks, I got to tell you, we are always excited about this radio program simply for the fact that we keep growing. And more and more people hear about us, and then more and more people want to come on the program. And today we are really, really excited, honored to have, the Arkansas Travelers with us today. Sheila Bronkman and Ann Henry, and they are both friends of Hillary Clinton. Ladies, welcome to Union Edge.
Thank you. We're glad to be here.
Thanks.
It's our pleasure, and you know, I'm excited to talk to you guys. You know, I have never had the pleasure of meeting Secretary Clinton before. I've had the great honor of working on a couple of protective details for the president, but that was a long time ago when I was a much younger man. But ladies, I got to ask you, I mean, you actually know Secretary Clinton as Hillary Clinton. And she is running for president, and it's not been easy. It has not been fun or even gregarious at times. But I got to ask you, Ann, why do you think Secretary Clinton is running for president?
Well, I think she feels she has the qualifications, the experience, and the fortitude to be able to do a job that is a very difficult job. And I met her when she was Hillary Rodham. She was not Hillary Clinton at that point. She came to Arkansas, and she had worked in she's done a lot of hard work. People think, oh, it's just cushy life, but she is, like many, she worked, she went to Alaska and worked in a fishing boat. Now, that is hard work.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, that is true. She worked there one summer. She went. She went to a school that cost money, and her dad basically expected her to contribute to her own education, and that's one of the things that she did. And she discovered how hard that she knew. If you work on a fishing boat, that is hard work.
So absolutely.
That's how I first met her.
That, you know,
and then she was at the law school then, and then it began to take off. But she's prepared. She's tough. She's not a quitter. She's a fighter for things she believes in. And she's also a John Wesley Methodist, and we are too. And that's what we believe. You do all good as long as ever you can. And I think if she didn't run for president, then people would say, well, she's a quitter. So no matter what she does, people can find fault.
Well, yeah, people can find fault in anything any of us do, and that's unfortunate. And, you know, I would encourage people to try and look for the best, not the worst. I'm going to ask you ladies both this, and Sheila, I'll give you the opportunity to answer first.
Okay.
Secretary Clinton is, you know, she's been Secretary of State, and she's been in other positions where there has been an abundance of criticism. And I think that she speaks from a very guarded position. I think she weighs her words very carefully before she says anything. And I think that she's well practiced in that. And that would be her public face. I want to know about her as a more private individual, somebody who's, you know, more willing to have a deeper conversation with a friend like you?
Well, she is, first off, and we say this a lot, but, you know, Hillary's a lawyer, so you really can't make her say something that's not true. And so, yes, she does watch her words because she knows what they mean. And she's going to be very careful with what she says and with what she promises. We always say at home, and we used to when she was first lady, is don't ever ask her to do something that you don't really want done, because all of a sudden she's going to do it and be calling you to say, you said you wanted it, so let's go do it. So she's very good at doing that. She's a very caring person. And first off, she's also very funny. You just don't get the opportunity to see that very much. And she has a terrific laugh. I mean, it brings the house down just when she laughs. It's not even so much what has been said. It's just the way she laughs. She also has a horrible singing voice, but we all know all of those things as well. So, but she, we have a couple of examples, and I'll let Ann tell her own, but we were in the midst of the primaries in March Madness, and we were fixing to take a traveler trip. And she actually called and asked us to go to Missouri. And as you know, we ended up winning it, but it was a last-minute deal. We put some people together, and unfortunately, on the night before we left, one of our travelers had a massive heart attack and died. And here's Hillary in the midst of everything she was going through then, and you remember how crazy it was, and she stopped everything, and she spent time calling Sherry and her family and talking to them. They're one of our travelers. Matter of fact, Sherry's on this trip. She came on this trip this time. But to talk to her and to make sure that they were, you know, how they were doing and that she cared and that she loved them and that, you know, they were crushed by his death because they're longtime friends. And then I'll let you, Ann, tell you a story about her grandson and some communication with Hillary. Ann?
Well, in the fall of 14, we were in Little Rock, and our grandson was diagnosed with a malignant brain tumor. And Hillary and Bill were both in Little Rock. And the next morning, we had hardly found out ourselves, and I don't know how they learned, but they both called us that morning, and they've checked back. I mean, they check on Nathan. That's the grandson. They recognized my daughter when she was in medical school, and they were on a trip. Our children met her when they were young, and she has kept up with them. She has called any time there was an issue. We have visited them. They have visited us. They're just outgoing, wonderful, caring people. And
granddaughter.
And our granddaughter is on this trip with us. She's 17, one of our granddaughters. And we brought her, and she is a big Hillary fan. So she's not going to be able to vote for her because she's not old enough. But my 18-year-old, who had his brain surgery, he is doing well, and he has signed up, and he's going to vote for Hillary Clinton because it's his birthday on the 8th of November.
Well, there you go. There you go. Ladies, I have to ask, you guys are in Pittsburgh now. Where are you headed to?
No, actually, we're in western Pennsylvania. Yesterday we were in Indiana, Pennsylvania, and then we just left Greensburg. We're in Mount Pleasant. We'll be going to La Trobe later this afternoon or this evening and or this afternoon, and then we're going to Johnstown tomorrow. So we're and then we'll be back in Pittsburgh tomorrow afternoon, and then on Sunday in Pittsburgh until we fly out. So we're covering a lot of territory.
It's my understanding that at least one of you has experience in radio already.
In radio already? I don't know.
Oh, okay. All right. I was under the impression that one of you had experience in working with radio stations, but that's another story. So, ladies, I want to thank you very. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, we just said that wasn't us.
Yeah. Well, okay. All right. Well, my mistake, and I apologize. Ladies, I want to thank you very much for being here today with us. And one last question. What do you say to all those young millennial women that are out there and all the rest of the women in the country about voting? What should they be thinking about when they're standing in the voting booth?
Well, they should be thinking about the fact that some people want to take away the right of women to vote, not only the, and as well as a lot of other things that have happened since the 70s. My daughter asked me the other day, why are you not on Dad's credit card? And I said, because I grew up in a time when we couldn't even get credit in our own name. Unfortunately, for some of them, they don't understand. They've never experienced what many of us older people, I'm 76, they don't understand what we've experienced in our lives in terms of what wasn't available and what we were told we couldn't do. So that's what I tell them. You better think, because listen, if you listen to the rhetoric, there are a lot of people that on the other side who want to take away things that we now have worked very hard to get to get changed so that women, you know, so that women are respected and accepted as equal partners in the United States.
And I say we need to elect the most experienced person we've ever had running for president of the United States. I mean, she is the most qualified, experienced, ready-to-go person that we've ever had running, and we'll be very lucky to have her. And she will work her heart out for this country, and we know it because she worked her heart out for Arkansas, and we know she'll do the same thing for America.
Ladies, again, thank you very much for being with us today. We appreciate it. I hope you enjoy your time here in the greater Pittsburgh area, and we look forward to maybe talking to you again soon.
We've loved being in Pennsylvania. It's a beautiful, and the get fall color, it's been a great time.
Well, fantastic. Thank you, ladies. We appreciate it. In the meantime, I'm Charles Showalter, and you're listening to the Union Edge Laborist Talk Radio.
You feisty organizer, you're the voice and conscience for the underdog. Hey, Rosie, sweet little rebel rouser, always ready to...